You're listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast.
Is the Prime Minister actually saying that taxpayers should be on the hook when he breaks the law?
Going to take for the Prime Minister to have any respect for any laws in this country that may curb his out-of-control behavior.
All these deficits leading to nothing but burying Canadians in taxes.
And now, here's your host, Tony Clement.
Welcome to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast. I'm your host, Member of Parliament Tony Clement, and it's great to have you as part of our podcast universe. We're going to talk about pipelines right now, specifically Trans Mountain pipelines, although the Prime Minister was confused in the House of Commons today. He's answering questions about Keystone XL for some reason, but we're talking about Trans Mountain and how important it is. And our special guest for this segment of the program is Mr. Dan Albus, the Member of Parliament for Central Okanagan, Similkameen Nicola. Thank you for being on the show, Dan. And why don't you bring us up to date a little bit on what's going on with this Trans Mountain pipeline issue?
Well, it really comes down to nature abhors a vacuum. So when you have a prime minister that is not giving, whether it be the premier of Alberta, confidence that he will stand up to the jurisdictional interference by Premier John Horgan, who hails from British Columbia. The challenge is
you're a British Columbian yourself.
This is what happens. This is why elections are so important, because you get these big swings, and it's lost by a few votes here and there. But getting back to it, the Prime Minister has created a vacuum of leadership. Premier Notley obviously wants to win her next election. She knows Alberta's fortunes, her political fortunes, are tied to the building of Kinder Morgan Trans Mountain, which goes through my riding, and I'm very happy to support. But she is obviously, slinging at British Columbia by banning BC wine. And that's the problem here. And that's why last night we actually voted on a motion that the Prime Minister needs to present a plan.
And this was a Conservative Party motion in the House.
Yes, Shannon Stubbs sponsored it. Great member from Alberta. I was glad to support it because I have vintners in my area that, if action isn't taken immediately, it's going to cause some of them to go bankrupt. The larger wineries, I'm sure, are going to be fine. They can find other channels. But, you know, this is a business where, if you can't deliver a product, restaurants are going to switch to a different wine. Some have contractual obligations that they got to get their product to Alberta and they can't get it. And so that's why this is so serious. And that's why last night we asked the Prime Minister to show a plan to get Kinder Morgan started, and Liberals voted against it. So this is something, Tony, that's it's in our national interest. The Prime Minister at least has said that. But now it's becoming the question about the rule of law as well. Are we going to allow premiers to basically push into the federal jurisdiction, or will the Prime Minister assert that this project will actually get done and not just talk about it?
So let's unpack this a little bit, because the Liberals are out there saying, the federal Liberals are saying, hey, look, we're for Trans Mountain Pipeline. We gave it the go-ahead. But really, in essence, nothing is happening. There's no federal leadership on the file, and you got two provinces duking it out with different visions of what to do with this pipeline. And so, really, it's not really a priority of the Liberal government, except to talk about it a lot.
Well, if you look at Energy East, you had Liberal members of Parliament saying to their own constituents during the last election and up until the point that the project was canceled, that they were fully in support. But I will tell you this, is that there are many British Columbia MPs who do not want the Prime Minister to mention the name Kinder Morgan or Trans Mountain in their ridings. But this is one of those things that the Prime Minister has said it's in the national interest. Well, he needs to go to places like Burnaby and convince the people in Burnaby that this is in the national interest and that it is illegal for any other government to subsume and take away from the federal jurisdiction on this.
Because this lack of leadership, and you alluded to this, it's creating a situation. It's not only, obviously, it's affecting oil and gas and the future of oil and gas investment in this country, but now it's a trade war. So the wineries, the vintners in British Columbia are dragged into this too. This is not getting any better. It's getting worse for
the
economy.
No, and again, yesterday there was a throne speech in British Columbia, and the New Democrats, supported by the Greens, have said that they're going to continue. In the throne speech, they said they're going to continue to raise consultations on what kind of oil products can go through British Columbia. And again, that's why we're calling the Prime Minister to clearly come out. And let's put it this way. Businesses, they want two things. They want opportunity, but they also need certainty. And a big part of certainty means they know that when they make an investment, that they're going to be able to see that investment go through. They have to have faith that the regulators and the governments that regulate the regulators, so to speak, are going to do what they say and aren't just going to leave them hanging in the wind. That's what Justin Trudeau is doing right now. That's why Premier Notley's created this wine ban. That's why BC wineries right now, small businesses are hurting. And just another note is that when you look at it, there's a lot of investment from the oil sands, from people who've done well there, who've come to British Columbia and invested in our wineries. So they're only hurting
That's
themselves.
Very interesting. Yeah. So I'm talking with Dan Albus, by the way, British Columbia MP, talking a little bit about the issue about the Trans Mountain pipeline, which has grown bigger because of the lack of leadership from Mr. Trudeau and the federal Liberals. So, I mean, where do you see this going? I mean, without federal Liberal leadership, and we've been out there as the Conservative Party of Canada saying, look, we need to solve this issue. This is in the national interest that it proceeds. That the science is there, the economic requirement of how this is going to help Alberta and British Columbia and Ontario, even as an Ontarian. I know that there's Ontario companies that will get some positive benefits in terms of jobs and opportunity because of the pipeline. So where does this go from here without Liberal federal leadership?
Well, again, I go back to the argument, if people don't feel that you're going to follow up and with your language with actual walk, then eventually they'll just lose confidence and they just won't build.
And it's not just about this pipeline, it's about future national initiatives.
Absolutely. Again, if the Prime Minister cannot show, and again, there's different tools at his disposal. Again, he could go to court seeking an injunction, or he could use the not very much used trade and commerce clause in the Constitution. But ultimately, you can have tools, but if people don't even think you will use them, that the will be there, then they'll find some other place to invest.
And that is the problem, because we lose jobs, we lose opportunity, governments lose tax revenue, it's bad.
And we'll still see that Alberta oil being trucked through other means, whether it be on trucks or whether it be on rail cars, which is far less safe. And I think if you talk to most British Columbia and gave them the option, they'd want a newer pipeline with better protections assured with that, rather than the status quo. And I think that's what we need to consider. Many mayors, the mayor of Merritt, Mayor Menard, has said that this is in the national interest. It's good for jobs. It's good for the community of Merritt. They're supportive of it. They want to see this project go forward. So, you know, this is not just, you know, where, you know, those Liberal and New Democrats MPs are nowhere to be seen. That's why I'm very proud that Andrew Scheer, our Conservative leader, has stood up to the Prime Minister on this. I'm happy that Shannon Stubbs, Mark Strahl, both from Alberta and BC, are voicing concerns for jobs on both sides. This is one of those things that we need to keep pushing on.
Dan Albus, thanks for joining us here. It's great to have you as part of the National Caucus. And let's hope that we get some sanity when it comes to natural resource development policy in this country, rather than what is at risk, not only the economy, but really national. We're going to have national unity fights again. Not a good place for Canada to be. So let's hope for the best. Thank you for joining us, all you listeners out there, for the Blueprint, Canada's Conservative Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Blueprint, Canada's Conservative Podcast. To find more episodes, interviews, and in-depth discussions of politics in Canada, search for The Blueprint on iTunes or visit podcast.conservative.ca.